guys, welcome back to the 100 Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. My name is Brancy, and tonight I'm joined by Emily. Emily, how are you?
I'm fabulous.
Guys, I hate to break it to you, but we're literally recording this an hour before the new episode. So we're just going to talk about last week's episode before the episode that's going to air in about an hour. So that's how real it's getting right now. We're talking about last week's episode, which was called We Will Rise. So, this episode, I feel like it was still good, but it wasn't the same rapid pace, I feel like, that we've been used to for this season so far. We really kind of had three separate little storylines going on. Not that there wasn't anything going on in the episode, just that it wasn't quite as go, 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 go.
Yeah, it was definitely, like you said, not that nothing happened, but it was, I feel like the last however many episodes it's been, there's been some crazy thing that, like, happens that kind of, well, I guess, the like, Bellamy, that whole, like, Rover thing, that kind of was intense, but just overall, there were, yeah, it was smaller moments. It wasn't these big, like the, I feel like when you're coming off of the arc, like, burning to the ground, well, part of it, well, I guess, the whole arc didn't burn down, just, like, the Alpha Station part, you know, the important part, all of the, yeah. All of the, like, residential areas, I think, are still fine, but those obviously aren't going to protect them from the radiation, so, I feel like once you come down from that, it's hard to, everything else just pales in comparison, I guess, in terms of, like, excitement, so.
Pretty much.
But yeah, I think the three little interwoven storylines that happened, I did like those, like, especially, just right off the gate, I feel like the whole thing with just everything that was going on back in the arc with, you know, Illion and Octavia, just the whole, like, mob situation, it was really intense. Lord. And, well, I'm sure we'll get to it eventually, but obviously towards the end of the episode with Octavia when she kind of got all crazy. So yeah, I think I liked the moments, but I agree it wasn't as, like, in your face as the last yes. couple of weeks were.
Well, since we're already talking about that, let's just jump into Illion. Did you think they were going to kill him, yes or no?
It's a hard question. I don't know if I thought they would actually kill him. Was I surprised that there was a huge mob trying to kill him? No. But I'm not surprised that he didn't die. I feel like at this point, that would have been too easy. Like, oh...
Right.
Because I feel like even back in the day, like, season one, like, literally, like, Monty said to Jaha, like, this is, like, when we strung up Murphy for killing Wells. It was just this crazy, nonsensical thing that they didn't think it through. So, obviously, we all know how that turned out. Like, Murphy was fine-ish, I guess. So, I wasn't surprised that they didn't kill him. Does that mean I think he's not going to die eventually? No. I still think that there's a chance that he could perish at some point, but for now, obviously, he ran away after all of that, so I think for now, obviously, he's in the clear, but who knows, maybe he'll be the one person that's exposed to radiation that they have to, like, experiment on, because he can atone for his sins by being the guy that potentially sacrifices himself to see if their crazy plans are gonna work or not.
I mean, I would be okay with that.
I mean, like, you kind of screwed over the entire human race. It's the least you could do. Just saying.
Truly it is. But, yeah, I don't think I expected him to die. Not shocked at all that people are after him. But, yeah, I definitely feel like because they brought him in for purposes that I don't think have been fulfilled yet.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think... That's like, this was just the tip of the iceberg, obviously. He kind of came in a blaze and literally set things on fire. So, I feel like he has to be around for the fallout. Otherwise, what would be the point? That wouldn't be fair right. to everybody else that he screwed over if he just dies and gets to escape. And everybody else has to deal with all the crap that he caused. So, good on them for not just, like, letting the mob kill him and... So, that was good. I was happy, I guess, about that.
Yeah. Now, that whole scene between Octavia and Illion and Kane, Lord, We gotta talk about that.
Yes. Oh my god. Sure. Well, just if Kane, this whole episode, just this whole season, the last like two seasons, has been, he's just this, I always go back to, when did you go from like the biggest douchebag in the space ever to like the person that I'm just like, you are the guiding light and the beacon of hope, and it's just every time, I'm always taken aback. Like when he stormed at the beginning of the episode, when he stormed in and ripped people off of Ilion, I was like, okay, I just had a moment, okay? Like I was high key, very attracted to Kane in that moment, which is...
Listen, no, I am no stranger to that, so it is okay.
I was like, okay, that is, like, really hot right now, I'm not gonna lie, but yes, okay, that whole, like, sexiness of him being this, like, dominating protector thing aside, totally emotional, especially at the end. Just him and Octavia, their relationship every time, I go back to, my friend will be happy that I'm saying this. We literally call him Dad Kane, because that's what he is. He's like the dad. He's the one taking care of everybody and making sure, like, ducks in a row and no one's doing crazy, stupid stuff. And, like, Octavia especially, she's flying off the rails and doesn't give a crap about anything and is like, I'm just going to kill people and it doesn't matter. So, yeah, his whole conversation with her really struck a chord with me. It was very... very just devastating in a lot of ways.
It hit me.
It really did.
No secret now. The secret is out. The 100 hosts have an attraction to Marcus Kane. But all that aside, I totally agree with him in the conversation that he was having with Octavia. Because I was sitting there watching it and I was like, oh, you're just going to shoot him like they shot Lincoln? Like, really?
Oh my god.
And then what does Kane say? And I was like, I am actually Marcus Kane. That's just,
I know.
I figured it out.
And the fact that, listen, like of all the things that happened last season, not going to lie, the most devastating thing that happened was Lincoln dying to me, because that was just really traumatic to see. Like, not saying that Lex's death was any less, like, impactful or whatever, but literally seeing him get shot in the head, that was very disturbing, and I was very affected by it. So, it just, the fact that they had to put it side by side, Octavia's, like, tortured face and Lincoln just next to her, I really just had a moment, and I was like, I didn't need to relive that, but I'm kind of, like, at the same time, like, it made me... I'm glad that they did that, but I'm like torn. I'm so torn.
I'm a twisted person, so and on the one hand, I was like, now why you gotta bring Lincoln into this? But on the other hand, I was like, I appreciate you bringing Lincoln into this.
Yeah, and then, especially because I feel like a lot of times on shows, people die and then they just forget about them. They don't ever acknowledge them. I feel like that's a big thing that people have against... Wells dying, like, no one ever talks about him, except for Monty, like, once, and Jaha a few times. But they kind of just, like, forget about people that die, and just never acknowledge. Like, especially if they don't ever give them, like, any kind of burial or anything, they just kind of float into the air, and that's it. So, the fact that they have so many times have brought back to Lincoln, and acknowledged him as a character... even though they kind of wrote him off in a shitty way, like, I'm happy that they still go back and circle back to the fact that, yes, Octavia is grieving very much so still, and she's not okay with anything still, and the fact that they, like, seeing him on screen, I love Lincoln, I loved him so much, and I'm still sad that he's gone. Just, it hurts so bad.
I'm still bitter.
It hurts so bad every time. Yep, I don't think I will not ever be bitter about it. Like, it's just, every time, I'm like, yep, that still stings a lot.
That one still hurts me, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. And I'm not saying that, like, I would have, you know, like, I know Alexa died too, guys. We know.
I acknowledge that, but just personally.
Alexa died technically on accident. Like, nobody was trying to kill Alexa.
True. It was tragic in a different way.
People killed Lincoln.
It was tragic in a different way. And also Lincoln, like, sacrificed. He knew when he did whatever, I forget how the chain of events unfolded specifically, but he literally, like, sacrificed himself in a way where he let everybody else kind of escape, and he stood back and took it. And, he knew he was going to die. Like, he didn't think he was going to get out of there alive. So yes, Lincoln's death very much affected me, and it still does, and the fact that they had to circle back to it in such a graphic way, I was like, didn't appreciate it on one hand, but on the other hand, I was like, that was very cathartic in a way. So, thank you, but no thank you? I don't know. That's my, exactly. My thoughts on that.
Like, I'm hurt, but also thank you?
Yes.
There's not a lot.
Like as Ron Weasley once said, you're gonna suffer, but you're gonna be happy about it. Like, that's kind of how I feel.
Never has something been more accurate than for this scene. I don't know what it was, but it just, it worked, and I liked it, even though I shouldn't have. But, thankfully, well, I don't know, maybe thankfully, I guess, Ilian, I still don't like the dude, but, it was good to see Octavia not kill him. I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say here.
I think that was just dead, a good character. True. It's one of those things where you're like, I really want you to die. Like, every time, like, this is so terrible, but every time there's certain characters where I'm like, ooh, I can't wait for you to die. Like, but it's like, I'm glad that it wasn't Octavia, because, looking at how, obviously, Octavia is so different from Bellamy in that she has killed people, literally, like, she's an assassin now, and she doesn't give a crap. Bellamy's, like, tortured about it. That's where they differ, obviously, and the reason why they aren't seeing eye to eye at this point, because, like, Bellamy's part of the reason why Lincoln's dead, and then Octavia's going on, like, killing sprees, and it's just tension. But I feel like I'm glad that she didn't kill him, because I feel like in the long run, eventually, she would have regretted it. So,
yes,
I'm glad that she didn't kill him. For now.
Agreed. Yes, for now.
Unless they end up fighting each other later on. But if that's different, if it's like part of war and it's not her seeking revenge, then that's
right.
A different story. But
that's very different. I don't know. But thankfully, I guess it's been postponed for now. It's probably going to happen. Like, Ilian's for sure probably going to die. But at least it didn't happen in the way that would have made us upset. I don't know. It's weird when you want someone to die, but you don't want one person to kill that person. It's very strange in the world of the Hundred. I don't know.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's interesting. But speaking about Octavia and Bellamy's disagreement, when the hell are we going to get over this? It's been
true.
Too damn long.
I feel like it has been the longest time. Like, literally, okay, it's been at least, if you count, so it was, like, half of last season and, like, all of this season so far, because I don't remember how far into last season Lincoln died, but obviously the tension started before that, because it was when he sided with Pike. So, yeah, when are they going to get over it? I mean, they're literally the only people that in the whole character universe, besides, like, from the Sky people, that is, that have this kind of relationship. Like, they are the only siblings that exist, like, in their whole, like, culture of people. They're literally the, so it's like, when are you gonna get over it? Just accept it and move on. Like, just, you know, you don't have to forget. You just forgive or choose to look the other way.
Learn to accept and live with the fact that we've all done pretty crappy things, like, in the apocalypse.
Like, at the beginning, when Bellamy went to go, like, say goodbye to her, because he, you know, obviously he's still trying to mend the relationship, and she just was super cold to him, and was like, you killed Lincoln, so whatever she said to him, and I just, like, oh my god. And then the way he, like, stormed out afterwards and was all like, let's go, and I was like, oh my god, this is just wrecking me. And then just spiral domino effect of events, you know, obviously, just him talking about it in general just rips me apart. Their relationship just rips me apart. So sad.
Indeed. I know. I'm just like, ugh. Y'all gotta stop with all this mess now. You're brother and sister. Let's get it together.
Yep, exactly. I'm like, okay, can we fix this, like, yesterday? Especially the fact that, oh my god, that he was like, I'm gonna go back, even though she hates me. It's like, how pathetic is that? She hates me, and I keep coming back for more. I was just like, oh my god, Bellamy, why? Like, that was, that line, like, killed me. Because it's so true. He's like a whipped little dog. He keeps, like, crawling back to her, obviously, because they're family. He's not going to give up on her, but it's so sad to see. Just
mm-hmm. If I could describe Bellamy in one quote, as said by Bellamy, that would be it.
Yes.
But speaking of Bellamy, some stuff went down with the Rovers.
Oh my god!
I don't even know what it was. It was some kind of damn chemical. I don't know.
They were transporting rocket fuel, to the island so that Raven could fly her little rocket ship into space and make Nightblood. And they needed every single vat of it. They couldn't lose any of it. So it was, like, super stressful. Of course.
And guess what happened?
So, yep, of course. I still was kind of confused during, like, obviously it all kind of happened so quickly. Just the whole, one, I was just thrilled that Bellamy and Clark were going on another road trip because I feel like I just live for that. I feel like there's a lot of emotional things that come out when they're driving together. So that was part number one, which we'll get to, obviously. But in terms of all of the high stakes of this situation, the fact that it was like, oh, first there's a grounder checkpoint or, you know, Shiriku checkpoint or whatever, and then it's like, oh, Ice Nation came through and mowed us down, we need your help, and this is Rowan's guys are, like, in the trunk, and I'm like, oh my god, why is this so stressful? It was really stressful, like, 10 minutes of my life, like that whole scene.
Yes, agreed. Here's the thing. When I watched this episode, I wasn't at home, so I didn't watch it live because I was in North Carolina visiting Amy, who is the runner of Variety Radio Online, guys, if you didn't know. And Amy does not watch this show, but she was watching this episode with me, and she was like, why are they all just sitting in the back there, and why is it not covered? And I was like, you know, Amy, because that would just be too damn simple.
Because it's the apocalypse, and they don't have back covers for their trucks. Like, it's...
I was like, Amy, don't you know we have to create problems on this damn show?
I feel like, also, my other question that always comes up every time they drive the stinking Rover, I'm like, where are you getting gas for this from? Unless it runs on, like, solar power, like, where is this fuel coming from? How are you driving this?
I just want to know. How'd y'all get all that?
Like, where's the gasoline? When you found the Rovers, did you find, like, vats of gasoline? Like,
That's the real secret of the apocalypse.
Seriously, like, how are you driving cars? Like, that's my biggest question. But yeah, just so stressful. And then the whole, I don't even know, like, this was when I got hazy, because all of a sudden I was like, how did Clark, well, no, now I remember, that Clark and Rowan and Bellamy decide that, you know, Bellamy and Rowan should scout ahead in the other rover, and they're gonna stay with fuel, and of course, oh my god, this is Bellamy is, like, radioing to Clark, and there's no answer, and the sound of his voice when he was like, Clark, where are you? Where are you? I was like, oh my god, this is it. This is how I die. Like, see, these two people are how I'm going to die. And then he shows up at the river, and there's, like, a body bag, and I thought, I mean, I knew Clark wasn't going to be in it, but I thought, oh my god, his brain just went to panic mode.
So, basically, on Tumblr, I find everything. It was this big, long post analyzing about why it was even necessary to have a bag or have the body being covered at all. And really, the only explanation that we can come up with is because it had to be a mystery of who it was. Because, obviously, Rowan's gonna know, like, hey, that's my guy. Like, he's dead. Obviously, from a distance, you can tell. But you need that panic to be like, who's in it?
Basically, they needed this was a building block to the eventual moment later on where Bellamy
Lord is trying to mess me up.
Just the fact that so you see the panic when he thinks that she, like, I feel like obviously he knows that she probably isn't dead, because they're not gonna kill one Hato and just leave her in a ditch. Like, they're gonna bring her as a prisoner. Like, the Grounders are smarter than that. So, but still, the small panic in his eyes when he thought that there was a chance it could be her just slayed me, obviously. And then this whole thing got so much more intense. The fact that then they, you know, him and Rowan are chasing after them, and the whole, like, jumping between trucks and trying to... Then his own guys, like, betrayed him, which I didn't understand, but I guess... like I said, Ice Nation people are really, they're like, let's act first and think later. So, clearly, another instance of that, where they were just like, see you later, we're out of here, we're gonna do what's best for us. Which I feel
pretty
like
much.
That's the moral of everything right now. What's gonna be best for us? Like, what's good for me?
Yeah. So, what's in it for me?
So I liked that conversation that Rowan had with Bellamy too, about how everyone's just doing what's best for their people, except for maybe Clark. She's like the only one who's thinking of everybody. in the long term. So that was just, yeah, it was really intense. And the whole, like, Rowan was fighting on the truck, and then the thing was about to fall off, and like I said, it was a very, very stressful 15 minutes of my life, just...
I was straight up yelling. I was like, pick that damn thing up!
Just get
like,
it!
Screaming.
Just get it right now! It cannot fall over, because then it would have been even worse. Like, let alone it leaking out, like, if it would have fallen, it would have exploded. Like, just...
It would have had some situations.
That would have been a bad situation. But yeah. Mm. Eventually, that whole... Also, when did Bellamy become, like, speed racer? Like, race car driver?
When his wife was in trouble, Emily!
Okay.
That's when.
I know. Especially when he's driving up and she saw him in the side view mirror and I thought, oh my god, oh my god. Also, second thing, when did he become such a good shot? He got that guy, like, from... I don't even know how far away. Like, it was and in a moving vehicle, with another moving vehicle, just Bellamy, when did you become this, like, dead, literally?
When your lady is depending on it, that's when it all comes to it.
Blew my mind. Like, just, yep, every time I'm like, oh, wife's in trouble, clearly, like, gotta save the day.
So are you putting, like, side by side on Tumblr? Of course it was on Tumblr, because that's just my life.
Everything's on
but
Tumblr.
But it was, like, the clips from, like, the scene or whatever, and it's, like, Bellamy telling Rowan not to shoot, and then, like, it pans to Clark, and he's like, take the shot! Oh, Jesus.
I know. It's like, oh my gosh, those two get themselves into some situations, and I think, oh my god. Obviously, these situations are crafted for the angst and the moments like that.
Sure.
Well, like, what did that really do for the plot? Aside from them losing a barrel of oil, like, or whatever, hydrazine or whatever they call it. Like, it literally did nothing else besides advance, like, their emotional heightened state of being. So,
yeah. See, I love how the people who don't, like, you know, like something or don't approve of this or whatever, they always try to be like, okay, well, it doesn't matter. And I'm just sitting here like, okay, but somebody in the script wrote that. Somebody sat and was like, we have to do this. Somebody staged that shooting location so that certain things would happen. Like, people don't understand, I feel like, that shows are not just people showing up and saying shit. Like, somebody wrote that out and it went through editors.
Like, there aren't just lines on a page. There are, like, stage directions on the page. Like,
yes.
Speaking of Tumblr, greatest thing ever, that was discovered when, I don't remember how long ago it was, but there was one day where a script or something got leaked from, like, seasons ago, and it was Day Trip from, like, season one, and everyone's like, it was, like, there was literally a stage direction that said Bellamy was thrown by the intimacy of being so close to Clark. Like, that was intentional. That was real. That was not just like, oh, it's just perception and people. Yeah, no. Okay? It was written in black and white. Like, you can't lie to me anymore.
Guys.
You can't lie to me anymore. Like, oh, Bob Morley and Eliza Taylor are always, like, brushing it off. Like, oh, no, there's nothing going on. Bull crap.
Sure.
I've seen this dance. I've seen this dance many a time before. This is how you build up a relationship on a show. You have the actors deny, 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 deny.
This ain't my first rodeo, y'all.
You drop the seeds, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, look! Look what happens. Like, so, don't be surprised, y'all, when we get to that point, and we'll be like, we told you so. That's just...
They're not slick now. I'm on to their game.
I really
Rowan's
am.
Rowan's on to their game, okay? Rowan knows what's up.
Literally everybody knows. Everybody knows. Like, look at Monty and Harper and all of them. They're always looking at them like, what's going on? And then obviously Rowan is like Bellark shipper number one from the get-go. He literally... like, kidnapped Clark, and Bellamy, like, ran after her, and he noticed, like, oh, dude, this guy really cares about her. Like, crap. Like, there's something going on. I can exploit this. Like, just, yeah. So, that just made what happened and what Bellamy was going to say, but didn't get to say. Oh, my God.
See, now, Amy didn't understand, because she has not watched this show, but I was sitting here, and then he goes... Clark, and then she stops him, and I was like, Clark!
In case I never see you again, I was like, I was like, his eyes.
And Amy was like, what? And I was like, Amy, I have waited 4 damn seasons.
For this moment.
Let that boy finish his sentence.
Seriously, oh my God. Like, part of me, like, I said this to my friend, like, in the moment, when we were watching it together, and I said, I'm pretty sure... that Clark literally, like, there was so much pause before he said anything. Like, they're both sitting there, like, you know, thinking about emotions and stuff, and Bellamy literally, like, also the fact that she is the one who's always consoling him about Octavia, and says, she'll realize how special you are, and I thought, dear God, like, here we go. And then her saying that made Bellamy just stare at her, and look at her, and I thought, oh my God, this is it. Like, this is the moment. And he starts talking, and I thought, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. And of course, Clark just had to interrupt. Well, she interrupted, and then he would have kept talking maybe, but then Rowan is like, guys, we have a problem. Of course. So, you know. So,
damn it, Rowan. Gosh, dang it. Like, man.
Like, take a hint, man. You're the one who knows this is meant to happen, and you're gonna sit there and interrupt them talking. Whatever. But, so then, part of me thought, though, is that I feel like Clark probably could tell, in a way, that Bellamy was gonna say something really emotional to her, and she just, like, wasn't in the mind space to, like, be able to hear it. So she just kind of was like, no, I'm just gonna reassure you that just, whatever, like, we will see each other again. Like, I just feel like she had to have known where that was going. Like, Clark...
There's no way she doesn't, in my head. Like, I don't see that being a thing where, like, you could be, like, completely oblivious. Like, oh, I wonder what he was gonna say. No, like, you knew.
Gee,
like, you knew at least maybe not the specifics, but you knew, like, what was coming.
Clearly...
I don't think she can handle it right at this moment. She knows, understandable.
She has a very one-track mind, and right now, her mind is on, okay, we have to save everyone. Obviously, Bellamy is one of those people that she is fighting very hard to save, but she didn't want to think about a world where they would never see each other again. So she was just
like,
gonna...
Even the mere thought of you putting that out into the space...
She was like, no.
...almost too real. Like, if we don't talk about it, like, it won't happen. But if you bring it up, it becomes a real possibility.
Especially because Bellamy was the one, when they wrote the names on the list, still gets me emotional thinking about it, that he was the one, she was, like, breaking down, and he was the one who kind of gave her hope that they had a chance of surviving. So I feel like to hear him kind of... have this realization, like, whoa, crap, like, you almost died, I almost died, like, we might die tomorrow, kind of apocalypse mindset setting in. I think that to her, that's, like, a red flag that maybe he's, like, giving up hope, and she doesn't want to hear it. So, there's just a lot of things, there's a lot of layers to, like, that wordless conversation that happened.
Yep.
But... It really killed me in a lot of ways, and I'm like, can we loop back around to this at some point? Like, this will be a TBD, or TBC, to be continued, conversation. To be determined what he was going to say, and to be continued, because I need to know. I need to hear him say these words.
I need answers.
I really need
answers, guys.
Like, literally, we've already taken the first step. He already admitted to Jaha that... it's the other way around, and that she keeps him centered or whatever, so the next step is just, it's right there. It's, like, right there. So, let's just take it. Like,
Like, I'm gonna give y'all a couple episodes to do what y'all need to do, as long as we just, now, you know, circle back.
So now they're gonna be separated for who knows how long, because Clark went to the freaking island and Bellamy goes back to Arcadia, so...
Which, of course, means some bad shit's gonna happen, because something always bad happens.
One of them's gonna think the other one is dead, and then they're gonna come back, and it's gonna be like, oh my god, dramatic hug! Like, yeah, running into each other's arms. Which I'm totally here for. I'm totally here for that. Bellark reunions are probably the best part about Bellark angst, because, like, there's always some kind of awesome, like, makeup or reunion. Just... They're always very, very emotional and very satisfying to behold. So, looking forward to that. Hopefully we don't have to wait forever. Maybe, like, an episode. Like,
that's what I'm thinking. I mean, we're just moving so quickly.
Especially because...
There's no way.
Especially because, okay, so Clark's gonna show up to the island with her one barrel less of hydrazine, and then they're gonna have to figure that crap out. Which, speaking of that whole island situation, Raven, oh my god, can we talk about how she was, like, seizing on the floor at the end of the episode? Like, can we protect Raven 2K17? Like, that is the petition I'm starting right now, because Raven Reyes needs to be protected at all costs, and I really can't handle it if she is gonna bite the dust.
No, she's been going through too damn much on this show, and now y'all got this girl season. We need to stop.
Like, she might have, like, well, some people say she's stroking out, but some other people, I guess, I think I saw this on Tumblr, someone who was a doctor and knows these things, said that her symptoms are more concurrent with a brain tumor than a seizure, and then a stroke, so I was like, great!
Oh, Lord.
So now she's got a brain tumor! Like, that! Can we not?
That's just what we needed.
And then Abby's gonna, you know, deteriorate at some point, probably, too, so just, can we not? But kudos to her and Luna and Murphy, which Murphy and Raven's, like, banter off of each other lately has been great. Just so fun to watch. But good on them for figuring out that Raven could land in the water. And
yes. That was very genius.
I was like, isn't that, like, standard protocol when you're landing, like a little rocket pod, is that you land in the ocean? I thought that was how that went.
Listen, apparently that's, like, brand new revolutionary.
I didn't think that anyone ever tried to land a rocket, like, not in the, like, a pod like that, like, not in the ocean. But.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's none of my business.
I'm not an astronaut, but that's just what I thought. Because you always see, like, oh, they have the little parachute and it floats down and then they land, like, the little top pod part, like, breaks off and then they float down into the ocean. So. Mm-hmm. Not surprised, but I'm surprised it took them that long to think, for Raven to think about it. Like, oh, we can land in the water.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need an offhanded comment to be like, oh, good idea.
Good idea. Yeah, just spark that inspiration in your brain. So, definitely, we need Raven not to die, because that would be bad. And I would be really sad about that, like, if she died. Like, I love Raven. And like I said, she's been through way too much crap. She deserves so much better.
Completely agree. I love Raven. Loved her since, like, day one, since she was, like, on the damn show. She's been going through too much. So let's just not have her die, please. That's all I really have to say. Like, can we not have another fave die? Like, you know, we could kill off one of the more minor characters. I feel so bad for saying that.
I know.
But, like, as long as you don't kill my few people, like, we're good.
Yeah. I feel like good. I'm already bracing myself for the fact that I know that with this whole storyline, there's no way that everyone's gonna make it out of this alive. So right. I'm already trying to, like, mentally prepare myself for the eventual people that may or may not die. Sadly, I still have a feeling that Jasper is going to be one of those people based on his just total disregard for wanting to live. So...
Right.
I've already kind of mentally prepared myself for that one, but if Raven on top of that, I don't think I can handle that. Yeah, I would just not
I
be okay.
See, for those of y'all that don't know, one of our other hosts, Mike, whenever I do a show with Mike, we always pick, like, who we can't see die. like if they died, we would be like, do I need to watch this show? Mm-hmm. And, like, we would really consider it. So, mm-hmm. Let's just not have Raven die.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. Well, I definitely agree where I see them possibly setting up Jasper. I feel like they could be possibly, I'm not saying this is gonna happen, guys, but I'm saying, I don't know, I feel like I can see them maybe pointing Monty in that direction a little bit. I don't know, I hope not.
Yeah.
I like Monty. But I can see where they might be putting that out there as a possibility.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The real painful thing would be, well, then I feel like Jasper would really then just kill himself, would be after all of this, if after all of Jasper's crap, he isn't the one that dies, and then it's, like, Monty instead. Like, that would just be really like a dagger to the heart. That would
just push him over the edge on that one.
Yeah. So, but then I wonder, then maybe if then he would have a change of heart and not, I don't know, it's hard to say because his mental state at this point is so bad and he's so over it that I can't see where he could go from here unless it was like some crazy sacrificial moment where he like promises to live for somebody or something, like,
right?
So let's just hope that they just don't touch anybody, but
let's just form a
prayer circle for Monty and Raven, and I guess Jasper too, even though I still have my doubts that Jasper is gonna make it. But, you know, I'm gonna pray for him too, and obviously, just prayer circle that Bellark figures their shit out. Like, that no one dies, and Bellark figures their shit out, and I would be a very happy person.
Basically, yeah. Like, you can take Echo, like, you can have Ilya.
Dear God, like, yes.
I'm fine with.
Let's make a kill list. Echo first on the list. Ilian close second.
Like, y'all can take them. You as can long take as them. I get my few people. We're good.
We're good.
We're good. But I think that's really all we have for tonight. The new episode literally starts in 20 minutes. So,
it's fine. This is how, you know, people gotta take vacation. It's fine. This is how we roll.
This is just how it happens sometimes, guys. But, yeah, I'm excited to see what kind of mess happens tonight. We'll talk about it. I don't know when we're going to talk about it. But
Sooner than we did this time, I assume.
Yes. We're hoping, at least. But, thank you guys for listening. If you want to check out more, you can go to our website, thevro.com, where you can find podcasts like these, as well as things like interviews, giveaways, convention information, anything of the sort. You can also check us out on social media. We are Variety Radio Online on Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, iTunes, and we are at thevro on Twitter. Thank you guys for listening, and we will be back to talk more of the 100 at some point. I'm not going to make promises when, but it will happen. But thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next time.